This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, as today we begin our study of the topic, The Bible Answers Every Basic Problem Which Faces Human Beings. My friend, the Bible is the Word of God. All Scripture is inspired of God, said the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter declared that the men who wrote the Bible were carried along, as it were, by the Holy Spirit, so that the words of the Bible are actually the words of the Holy Spirit and not merely of the human instrumentalities which the Holy Spirit used to write it. This is made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. As human beings, men, women, boys, and girls face many kinds of problems. Some of these problems are very important indeed, and all of them relate fundamentally and ultimately to the fact that the Bible is the will of God. It has to do with truth. We want and we need not merely an answer to the really great problems of human life, but we need the answer. We need the right answer to God's problem, to the question of human life. And we can all be thankful to Him that He has given us the answer to every really important question we face. As a matter of fact, that's what this particular discussion is all about, affirming, emphasizing, and explaining the fact of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, the sacred Scriptures. Each and every book of the New Testament will be discussed as a unit within and of itself, as a constituent element of the entire Bible by anyone who is discussing really the great human problems that we all face. Of course, on this broadcast, we will not have the time to discuss every book of the Bible. But I'm emphasizing to you that every book of the Bible, and especially now the New Testament, since all of us who are living today live under the Gospel, not the Old Testament. But we all must study, basically, the message of each and every book of the Bible and make application to ourselves. And so, we look at the theme of the entire Bible. This, of course, is very relevant to the whole question of how can I find the truth to the basic questions that I'm asking myself. What is really right? What should I do with myself? From where did I come? Where am I going? What should I be doing right now? To adequately discuss the theme of the entire Bible would require certainly more time than I have here today. Without presenting supporting evidence, I will simply affirm that the theme of the entire Bible is the glorification of God and the salvation of man through Jesus Christ. Every book in the Bible makes at least some contribution to the development and explanation of that theme. And so, as you study the Bible, you ought to have a pad and pencil handy so that you would strive to come to some conclusion as to what is God saying to me in this particular book. Every book of the Bible makes some contribution to that, to the development of that central theme. Now, what are some of the crucial questions which are facing men who are living today? I will make no effort here to classify these questions according to the way that I've set them out earlier. My role right here now is to simply set forth and discuss in some detail some of the more fundamental issues presently facing us, and to discuss in less detail some other important issues, and finally, to merely list a number of other very important issues which merit the close attention of everybody who loves the Lord and the souls of men. I will give some explanation of the issues raised in the first two sets of questions, but in reference to the last one, I will say nothing by way of explanation, leaving that task to perhaps some later studies in which we shall be involved. Now, we have time today only to introduce the first of the questions that we will be discussing, and that is this: is truth absolute? To say that a proposition is true is to say that it accurately describes reality, where reality is what is, has been, or will be. Or it might be said that a proposition is true if, when it says that a certain state of affairs exists, that state of affairs actually does exist. My friends, I'm saying to you, the Bible is true, and Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Let the truth make you free. Obey the gospel today if you haven't already done so. Until tomorrow, then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.